Kalesu,
Mene,
Ansmara,
nastavi da se sjećaš,
Ljudja,
boli se,
Ča,
također,
Majri,
Meni,
Arpita,
Predaj,
Mana,
Um,
Budi,
Intelekt,
Mana,
Mene,
Eva,
Svakako,
Esha si,
Asam Saya,
Kako je Arjuna, uvijek treba da se sjećaš mene u obliku Krišne i u istinu izvršavaš svoju propisanu dužnost borbe. Svojim djelatnostima posvećenim meni i umom i inteligencijom usredsređenim na mene dosjećaš me bez sumnje. Smisao, ovo putstvo dato Arjuna je vrlo značajno za sve ljude koji se bave materijalnim djelatnostima. Gospodin ne kaže da trebamo napustiti svoje propisane dužnosti i djelatnosti. Možemo nastaviti sa njima, i u isto vrijeme misliti na njega mantranjem i pjevanjem Hare Krishna. Ovo će nas osloboditi od materijalne zavisnosti i usredsrediti um i inteligenciju na Krishnu. Pjevanjem Krishnih imena bez sumnje ćemo se penjati na vrhunsku planetu Krishna Loka.
Namau Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Navine Namaste Narasati Devam Gauravani Pratarine Nivasesa Sanyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudevi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Asnat Saveshu Kaleshu Manganus Marayat Yacha Maya Pita Mano Budhir Mam Evashyasya Sanshaya. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty for abiding. With your activities dedicated to me and your own and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. This is the process of Krishna consciousness or of Bhakti Yoga. We should learn to think of Krishna always, in all circumstances. Never forget him under any condition. Wouldn't that be nice? Imagine you would think all the time of Krishna. You would not think of Maya. You would never be desperate. You would never be envious on each other. You would just think of Krishna as his service. You must admit, then all problems would be solved. One who can always think of Krishna, he doesn't care if he is in a good situation or in a bad situation. Because just to think of Krishna is the best situation in one's life. One thing we should always know is that Krishna always has a solution. If we turn to Krishna, then we will never be disappointed. Whatever our situation may be, happiness or distress, if we turn to Krishna, he will be able to take care of us. By being in Krishna consciousness, we will never come under the cloud of Maya. Srila Prabhupada once gave the example of always seeing the sun. When you always see the sun, there's never any question of darkness. And he said, gave an example how this is possible. He said, when I went into the airplane in Los Angeles and drove towards Paris, the sun never set because I followed the sun. The airplane followed the sun. So in a similar analogous manner, if we always think of Krishna, the Krishna sun will never set in our life. We will always be together with Krishna, no matter where and no matter what. Of course, for us new devotees, this is a little difficult to understand. We sometimes do not have a firm conviction that just by thinking of Krishna, all our problems will be solved. But as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vita Raghavayakra Dhamang Mangmaya Mang Upashita Bhagavo Jnana Tapasa Utam Mat Bhavam Agata, that many great souls in the past, being free from fear and anger and detachment, they have attained transcendental love for me by knowledge about me. So this is the situation. Many people have attained the stage of Krishna consciousness by following the simple process which is given in the Bhagavad Gita. And we can rest assured that this will also work in our lives. Even sometimes when there is no way out, when darkness surrounds us from all sides, to put it poetically, thinking of Krishna is the way out. I want to give you a few historical examples about this. Om Mahabharata. Yes. Think for a moment to get find the right. Yes. One day Duryodhana came to grandfather Bhishma and said, "You are not fighting properly. If you would fight properly, the Pandavas would be killed by now." When you say this to a Kshatriya, it is not, he won't just say, "Moja," but he will do everything to fight properly. Grandfather Bhishma said, "Okay, here I have 5 arrows. You see? The arrows were given to me. They are for each Pandava, there's 1 arrow. And each arrow will kill 1 Pandava. I will fight and kill all the 5 Pandavas, or I will be killed." Everyone knew that it was simply impossible to kill Father Bhishma. So when the 5 Pandavas heard this, they were shocked. They knew tomorrow Grandfather Bhishma will kill us. So what to do? Krishna heard about it. And he made one arrangement. He took Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, and he visited in the night after the battle was over Grandfather Bhishma. Grandfather Bhishma saw Draupadi and immediately, like always, spoke a blessing. "May you be happy. May you be happy." Krishna had not informed Draupadi about any plan. Krishna had informed, of course, Draupadi that the 5 Pandavas, that Bhishma wanted to kill the 5 Pandavas. So Draupadi immediately said, "Are you serious? Are you blessing me that I should be happy?" "Yes," said Bhishma, "I said that you should be happy. How can I be happy if you have sworn that tomorrow you will kill the 5 Pandavas? You will kill my 5 husbands. How can I be happy?" I said, "Bhishma, what do you want?" "Nothing very special," said Draupadi. "Just 5 arrows Das macht sich schnell ausgedrückt. Bhishma kept five arrows. And Bhishma said, oh no, no. It would have been much better if I would have given the five arrows to Duryodhana. But now, here, he has the five arrows. In the morning, Duryodhana asked Grandfather Bhishma, so, will you carry the five, will you kill the five Pandavas? I said, Grandfather Bhishma, Krishna has tricked me. He must have told Draupadi. So now I do not have these four, five arrows any longer. These special arrows which are made to kill the Pandavas, and now the Pandavas will live. So from this you can understand how Krishna knew and how he saved the whole situation. There was another very dangerous situation for the five Pandavas. I want to tell this also to you. In the battle of Kurukshetra, Karna was the greatest warrior. And he fought like anything. And one day he was so strong, he was so furious, that he killed whole armies of the Pandavas. Now, he also fought with Yudhishthira at that moment. And he actually shot Yudhishthira in many wounds. Many arrows that went through the body of Yudhishthira. And one time it became so bad that Yudhishthira fainted. And he just collapsed under the pole in the chariot. And just fainted. Like this. And when he woke up, he saw Karna in his chariot. And Karna just took the bow and touched the bow, and touched Yudhishthira with the end of the bow, like this. And I will never fight with someone who is stronger than you again. And then he jumped out of the chariot and went, because his mind was, he wanted to kill Arjuna. He didn't think the other Pandavas were strong. He was a very, very powerful warrior. Yudhishthira, bleeding and fainting every moment, it was so much pain, was carried back away from the battlefield in his camp, and he had a wound fever, and he was hallucinating, and everything was becoming very heavy. He was fighting for his life, you know, because he was wounded so much. Karna could have killed him, but he didn't do it. And he was also hurt very much. Karna had defeated him, but here he was helpless. So Arjuna, his brother, had heard that Karna had defeated Yudhishthira. And therefore, Arjuna came from the battlefield. He asked Krishna to drive the chariot to where Karna, where Yudhishthira was, to see if his brother was living, and to, you know, take care of him a little bit. So when Yudhishthira saw Arjuna, he was extremely happy. He went from his bed and he just went like this, and he finally went like this to Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, you are my only friend in this world. Arjuna was very happy. You have killed Karna today. And I said, what? I have not killed Karna today. I just came to look after you. Then Yudhishthira did one thing. He was very, very frustrated, because he had thought that Arjuna would only come back from a battlefield when he was victorious. This was the first time in Arjuna's life that he had come back without being victorious. So he thought, God, I'm dead. And then Arjuna said, sorry, I just came to look for you. It must have been the fever or something. He became so angry at Arjuna. He said, you eunuch, you spineless eunuch. I know. You are not fighting properly. You have this Gandiva bow, but you don't even know how to fight with the Gandiva bow. You should have given this Gandiva bow to Bhima, and then Karna would be dead. And when Arjuna heard this, he was very furious. He once had made a sword, an oath about anyone who told him he should give his Gandiva bow to someone else, he would kill him. This was his vow. And these are not Kshatriyas Prabhus. We are in the world of Kshatriya Codex. This is all very heavy. So Arjuna sat down, began chanting the mantras to kill his brother. Yudhishthira, then the whole battle will be lost. And these are mighty devotees, how can they be so angry at each other? And he went to Arjuna and took him aside and he said, Arjuna, wait a minute, you can't kill Yudhishthira. Why? I have made this vow. I do not like to kill my brother, but I have to do it. I am bound by my vow. Krishna gave speech to Arjuna. Please be very attentive to Krishna's wonderful preaching. Krishna put one question before Arjuna, and I really would be interested to know what your answer is. He told Arjuna a story. There's a story within the story. Once there was a Svati. And Svati had made the vow that he would always tell the truth. One day, some simple people came and they went to the saint. My dear saint, robbers are behind us. They want to take all the money and then kill us. Where can we hide? What is a good hiding place? So the Svati said, well, why don't you go there in this jungle? It is very thick. No one will be able to see you. Or a few minutes later, the robbers came and they said, my dear Svati, have you seen some people running away from us? The Svati was in a very complicated situation. He had made the vow to always speak the truth, but here the robbers were behind him. And he was thinking back and forth what to do. Finally he sat there in the thicket. In the forest place. How do you say thicket? Kata. Yes? Kata. Well, kata. Now the situation became, the robbers went to the Kakta, and the Kakta, no? Forest. Bunja, to the Bunja. They went to the Bunja. What? Yeah, the big bushes, thick bushes. The thicket of the forest, when it's very, very thick. Gushtish. Yes? Gushtish. Yes, a Gushtish. So finally we found it. They went to the Gushtish and there they found these simple people hiding and they took and killed them all. Now what would you say? What would you say about the decision of this lady? Was it good or was it not good? Idiom? Don't know? I know. He has made the vow. one must keep his vow. Who is it? If one has given the vow at the initiation, four regulation principles, one must keep them.
This is against the belief. Someone's life.
Exactly. What would you say?
Because he's not a...
Yes, this is another opinion.
Because
he's
not a... It's not my opinion.
Yes, please, give us the...
One could actually... they could actually escape from the robbers. Because they had still the chance to escape.
What are you saying? You look very intelligent. You please tell us.
I think it's crazy too.
He's your backer leader. One should always follow the authority. Very nice answer. I did say, please. You have to hear from you.
You could also say,
they would have asked, do you know where they are in the forest? Then what? Oh, that's a lie. Because you know where they are. Well, he said, no, he said. No. This is not... but we can see, it's a dilemma, isn't it? Our Brahmana is beginning to stumble, you know. So let us hear what Krishna thinks. Krishna said to Arjuna, he should not have told them. And why? Because it's a higher religious principle to protect people's life than to tell the truth, even. We actually adopt this principle in our Sankirtan. Sometimes we say so-so something, you know, isn't it? Sometimes we say so-so. Yes, these are stories from India. Only stories. No religion, philosophy, you know. Isn't it? To save people's life. So, it's a higher principle. And therefore he said to Arjuna, therefore you are also not bound by your vow to kill Maharaj Yudhishthira. Not bound by this vow. But then he said, I can give you a way out, just like Avadhuta, he was trying to get out of the situation. But there's a process how you can kill a person without killing him. Very difficult. Now it's getting very complicated. You should just blaspheme Yudhishthira. Very hard that he is completely finished. Then you have killed him without actually killing him. So Arjuna went to Yudhishthira. Now you must imagine, Arjuna had never said anything against his older brother, because this you never do in Vedic culture. The older brother is always correct. Just like how Bhakta, he has said about Guruji. Yeah, what? Wow, Bhakta Nita says, I follow. This is very nice Vedic principle. This is our nice Bhakta has given a good Siddhanta with conclusion. So Arjuna went to Yudhishthira and said, because of you, we are in this battle. You could not control your foolish urge for gambling. You had to throw the dice. Therefore we are now here. You are just a gambler. You think you are so great, but you have seen how much injustice was done. You have seen how your own wife was stripped naked in the assembly of the Kauravas. And you have done nothing. You're a weak link. And he went on and on and on and on and on. And finally he said, Bratru. Is it Bruder? Brother? Bratre. 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 And he just fell down and he grabs the lotus feet of Yudhishthira and he was just crying and making everything wet. And please forgive me. I had to kill you without killing you. I had made this vow, so now I have been saved. I didn't have to follow the vow because I have fulfilled it in a different way. So you can see how in a situation where there is no solution, Krishna always has a solution. Another story which comes to mind. Oh yeah. There's another very, very good story. And because it's evening and everyone is tired, I will tell this story also. It's very complicated. I have heard about Abhimanyu. Who is Abhimanyu? Father of Parikshit and son of Arjuna. Once there was a big battle going on in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna had sworn to finish the three gathas. This was a whole army. Arjuna alone was fighting against his whole army. And it's a very long, I must make it a little short. And the enemy party was attacking Yudhishthira. And all the five Pandavas. It was a very, very heavy fight. So they were winning more and more and more, and it looked as if they would be able to kill the whole Pandava army in one evening. No, till the evening. So what happened? They were so powerful because they had one specific formation. You know, when you have a battle, you fight with different formations. And this was the chakra, I believe. Yes. Now this formation is very, very powerful. You have to finish the chakra. That means you have to enter into the chakra, into the middle of this army, and then fight the army from the middle. However, there's only one possible way you can enter it, and this possible way was guarded by one Jayadrata, who had a specific boon from Lord Shiva that on this day he would be able to fight with all the Panch Pandavas, the five Pandavas, and no one would be able to enter into the formation which he was protecting, no one of the Pandavas. So this is how Duryodhana and his army became invincible on that day. Yudhishthira finally said, if we don't enter into this formation, we will be finished. But it seems no one of us can do it. So then one of the Pandavas said, no, the son of Arjuna can do it. He is well versed, Abhimanyu. So they asked Abhimanyu, can you come and break the formation? And he said, yes, Arjuna has taught me how to do it. But once I'm in the formation, I cannot come out. I don't know how to return. This is nothing. Then Bhima will just come after you, and then he will protect you. Abhimanyu did this. He out and he entered the formation and it closed again. And the Pandavas were coming after Abhimanyu trying to enter, but there was Jayadrata who was protected by Lord Shiva. So they could not enter it. Could not finish Jayadrata. Abhimanyu in the middle was going into the middle of the formation and everyone was defeated by him. Until finally, it is a sad story, and I want to make it short so that you won't cry the rest of the night. Finally, 8 generals, it was so bad, 8 generals jumped on Abhimanyu from behind. They cut the bowstring, ching, that he could not do anything any longer. And then all of a sudden began to attack him. All of a sudden they all began to attack him, and Abhimanyu was fighting and fighting. But finally he was killed brutally from the behind. When Arjuna, so then the end of the day was coming. So Arjuna came back. He had killed the whole army of the Trikatas. He came back that day. And he was expecting Abhimanyu to come and greet him like he always did when the day was over. But he came to the army, no Abhimanyu. Everyone looked down when he came. But he would go. Why? And Arjuna said, what is it? He went to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira looked down immediately. What has happened? Asked Arjuna. What has happened, Bharata, Bhartale? Don't ask me, said Yudhishthira. Ask Bhima. So Bhima was sitting there. His tears were coming. What has happened? Can no one tell me what happened? Finally they all said, Abhimanyu is dead. And then they cried and cried and cried. And Arjuna said, he looked and he said, today, no, tomorrow, I will kill Jayadratha. Because they had explained him that Jayadratha was a cause that they could not follow Abhimanyu into the formation. Tomorrow I will kill this Jayadratha, or I will jump into the fire. That very evening, this news came to Duryodhan, and Duryodhan, they were jumping up in joy. Ah, the battle will be over tomorrow. What we will do is, we will make a huge formation, 16 kilometers long. And at the end we will put Jayadratha. So when Jayadratha heard it that Arjuna wanted to kill him, he said, I'm going, I want to become a monk, this is enough fighting, I'm going to the forest, meditate. No, you are not going. You stay tomorrow on the battlefield, we will protect you. And they said to him, no matter where you go, Arjuna will find you and kill you tomorrow. The safest place in the universe for you is on the battlefield, being protected by us all. Because we have an interest that Arjuna does not get you, because we want him to die. We want him to enter into the fire. You understand, huh? Because Arjuna wanted to kill Jayadratha, because if Jayadratha would not have been there at the entrance of the chakra, Bhima could have saved Abhimanyu. But Jayadratha was guarding everything. He protected by Shiva's love. So again, Krishna, again, Krishna had to save the situation. So they fought the whole day, and in the evening, they were about 12 kilometers into the army, and the sun was going down, very brittle. They were still to go to Jayadratha, I mean 4 kilometers of fighting with the biggest heroes in the world and defeating them. So Krishna said to Arjuna, Arjuna, we have to stop here. Why, said Arjuna? I'm fighting for Abhimanyu, but I'm also fighting for my life. I can't stop it now. Yes, said Krishna, you must stop because your horses are exhausted. You must get water for the horses. What, said Arjuna? Water for the horses. Now we have to drive back all, and the formation will close behind us. And then we have to again fight through 16 kilometers of people. I will be dead in this evening. Oh no, said Krishna. Just wait. And he was thinking for a moment. And then he had the idea, you have a certain astra in your... There's an astra which can create a lake. So Arjuna was shooting this astra. This was going down. It created a wonderful lake. Then Arjuna shot a house. This is an ahi. He made a house. It would be nice if he could build a house like this. Then no need for permits. Here we go. And Krishna took the horses and then he brought them to the lake in the house and he touched the wounds with his transcendental body. The wounds were healed and the horses were drinking the water. All the enemies, they are of course taking this opportunity and they were coming on Arjuna trying to kill him and they tried to of course kill the horses, but there was his house and no matter what atom bombs they threw, the house went just and it remained there and Krishna came back to the horses, put them, joked them and then again they went. So then the end of the day was coming and the sun set on the horizon. Jayadratha was just jumping out of his chariot. He was dancing, Hari Hari Bol. No, he didn't say that. He said, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray. And the generals were congratulating, we can go home, the battle is over. And they all went away, you know. They turned their backs to Arjuna, and Arjuna was just sitting like this. Oh no, now I have to enter the fire. So at this particular moment, Krishna just made like this. And the sun came up again. And then Krishna said to Arjuna, now don't sleep! And Arjuna went, she just passed everyone was saying, what was this? What was this? And then they saw Arjuna, and Jayadratha saw Arjuna coming in. He went into his chariot, and then Arjuna took his arrow at the Brahmastra, and then, gosh, he hit Jayadratha. Hare Krishna, this is what happened. And then Jayadratha was... He has shown it many, many times. I could talk the whole evening on different incidents, how Krishna always knows a solution, even if the situation looks as if everything is finished. So therefore, we as devotees of Krishna should just learn the simple art of thinking of Krishna. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting with your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me. You will attain me without doubt. If we can learn this, our life will be very, very successful. So I wanted to ask our devotees a little bit, help them a little bit, what do they do if they want to think of Krishna? I want to hear from the devotees. It's their special tricks. Sashi Sudha Jayaprada Prabhu. You are known for your good Krishna consciousness. All this very, very balanced, peaceful, shanti. No mode of passion. Never. You must know how to think of Krishna always. What do you do when you want to think of Krishna?
To remember Devis and Mahi of us in the house of Lord Vaikuntha.
Wonderful. Wonderful. This is what you remember? Yeah. Wonderful. How often? Sometimes. So Jaya Sachi Sutra Jaya Prada has given us a trick. He thinks of the babies. Head of one story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. What do you do? When you... You change the mantra Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Very good.
are no possibilities. We must know this. This is very serious. I mean, Krishna says we should do that, think of him. Now we must think how to do this. It's very, very quiet now. Everyone is meditating. Devani, what do you do?
I just remember Shastri.
Do that?
How to do
I lost my luggage. I found fight.
Huh?
I think this fight is selling.
Purujit Prabhu gives a very nice idea. Gauravani also very nice idea. He thinks of Krishna in his two arm form. Purujit says if we do our service, then we think Krishna as Krishna. Because there will be difficulties and we have to naturally remember. What do you do, Yudhishthira? Yudhishthira. Different ways, yes, please, what? Yudeshwar has his secrets which he doesn't want to tell us. No, please. Yes. Oh, that's very nice. So do you remember that?
Not always.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. And other ways?
Sometimes I. It's Shakti.
That's very nice. It's Bhakti Shakti, yes. Yeah. Nice, very nice. So, Germany, we got a list of 50 points once we made it. It's going a little slow. I think I should help a little. The thing is, what I'm trying to do whilst giving this lecture, I'm trying to show that we must apply the philosophy in our own life. When we hear here, all the think of me, at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting, then we must immediately understand what does it have to do with me? How can I do it? Now there's a ninefold process of devotional service. First is Shravanam, hearing about Krishna. Sometimes we lose Krishna out of our minds, then we can hear about Krishna. One thing, we can read the Kniga, this is hearing about Krishna, or we can talk with devotees, or we can hear lectures of Srila Prabhupada and of our own spiritual master. This seems to be the best invention of modern society. This little thing here. Sorry, it's recording you. You can hear lectures from which are inspiring to you. This is always very, very good. You hear something from outside, not from your womb. Because sometimes when you read, it's difficult to concentrate. Have you noticed this, Sashisuddha? You can hear Shravanam, Kirtanam. You should go into Kirtan and don't stand there like a Sveti, like Sveti Sava. But just get into it, you know, even if you don't feel like dancing and your bones are hurting. Go to Kirtan and dance so that you sweat like Purujit. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Then think of Krishna. Now sometimes this is a little difficult. For advanced souls like Vineshwara, he thinks of the, like it is in the Bhagavatam, and other descriptions are there. It's also very nice if you keep a picture of Krishna which you like, which you can relate to. Or like it was said by some devotees, picture of the deities. We should have our private picture collection which we go through when we are not inspired. We look at these pictures and you will see how your devotion comes. Or you have shlokas, verses which you repeat
from time to time, which you look through. This also helps you to remember Krishna. And to go to devotee, now we have smaranam, parasevanam. We should do a service for Krishna. Then we say, out of our free will, we say, Kribadayalu Prabhu, I have some time, please engage me in the loving devotional service of the Lord, O Mother Narayana. We should go, volunteer. Let me do some service. I can help peeling the potatoes. I'm not a great cook, but I can do the potatoes. This way. And if we come from Sankirtan, this I feel is very important in our Yugoslavian yatra. We should do the artik. We should learn how to do the artik. It is Tulsi artik, Guru Pooj. We must learn this, how to do it. It will give us shelter when we do some pure activities, some Brahminical activities. Every one of you should find out his own list. I personally, if I want to remember Krishna, which I want very much, I read every day in the Kniga, and then I put one point in my mind, ding, and I think about it the day. I try to see how the philosophy is practical in the life. Therefore, devote. And then I try to speak with devotees about it. And then we discuss, we don't see the world in ordinary eyes, but in Krishna conscious eyes. I'm hearing often tapes from Srila Prabhupada, and I'm noting down points, and I'm thinking, this point I will talk in my next lecture. I will talk about this point. Then I'm reading verses which glorify Krishna. I'm reading prayers which glorify Krishna. I'm reading many stories, because the mind is always attracted to stories, at least mind. I'm not a great philosopher. So stories are very nice. I pray to Krishna my own individual prayers, which not concoction, not speculation, but Prabhupada has taught us. I pray like Prabhupada has done. In this way, life is very nice. But as soon as you do not consciously practice to remember Krishna, you will remember Maya, isn't it? I think we have to think. It is said that wherever there is consciousness, there must be attachment. Did you know this? Wherever there is consciousness, there must be attachment. The plant is attached to the sun rays, the man is attached to omen, and the omen is attached to man. Prabhupada says not woman, he says omen. and wherever there is consciousness, there must be attachment. The brahmachari is attached to his dhoti, the Maharaji is attached to her zari. And so on and so forth. If we do not put Krishna in our heart, then these material attachments, they will kill us sooner or later. So this process of remembering Krishna is something very important, and we would be very happy if our devotees could learn this. When the question comes, how do you remember Krishna? This is where we should be world master. This is where we should be able to talk. This is where we should be able to have many ideas and suggestions. If we just go, hopefully he doesn't ask me. I'm hiding behind the back of Jaya Satchi Sutta Jaya Parada. Then they don't, no one sees me and no one asks me. This is not very good. No, maybe I didn't formulate my question so good, and it was not so crystal clear. I think it was that. I think you all know how to remember Krishna very nicely. Otherwise, how would you be so enthusiastic? So I don't want to say anything heavy. But Prabhu, this is where we should be expert. The devotee knows how to find shelter with Krishna, and therefore he is always enlivened in Krishna consciousness. This is an art we have to practice Vajradhara every day. It is a little late again. 9:10. Oh, I think we should do it like yesterday. We should close here so that we can go early to bed, early to rise. Then tomorrow we can have a lecture where we can have questions. If you have any questions, please save them for tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Chandra Maharaj ki
jai.